I think we should bring up the reality of the vagina light at this point, okay? So obviously, if you do any kind of film work, you'll know lighting is like super, like get it lit well, right? So the vagina is sort of like a crevicey zone, and it can be kind of hard to light.
Warning, adult content. The Hookup, love and f***ing on Triple J.
Hey, I'm Nat Tenchich. Now, there's probably few crazy ways of changing your life than making a porno. Well, it completely changed things for Morgana Muses, who went from a frustrated Albury housewife to an award-winning alt porn star. Imagine your mum making porn, but like Berlin kinky stuff, like knives and ropes and wax play. It's kind of badass, right? Now, her remarkable story is being told in the documentary Morgana, premiering at the Melbourne International Film Festival. Here's a little taste.
The mechanic wants to have another look under the hood, just to be certain. It's been running a little sluggishly lately. Yes. Okay. Bye.
Why should women have an expiry date imposed on them that was like, society was my child telling me, don't embarrass us, don't disgrace us, you know. So I'm just trying to say, well, hang that.
Joining me right now on The Hookup is Morgana Muses and Isabel Peppard and Josie Hess, the co-directors of the film Morgana. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
So Morgana, I want to start with you because it's a pretty amazing story. You know, you came out of nowhere and just thought, I'm going to make a porno. How did that happen?
Look, to be quite honest, it wasn't intentional. It's definitely the furthest thing from my mind. But in 2012, 2 years after asking for a divorce, I came across a call out for first-time female erotic filmmakers for the Petra Joy Award, which I thought, I've got a good film idea. I'll ask my escort that I was regularly booking at that stage and see if he'd co-perform with me. He said yes. We submitted the film, and much to our delight and shock, it actually won the competition. And Petra Joy then contacted me and said, look, it won unanimously. We really loved it. We loved the message behind it. Would you consider making some more of the same? After great thought, I kind of thought, you know what? This was quite liberating and quite, it really boosted my confidence. And I thought, why not? Let's make a few more and see where we go.
How long had you had a porno idea kind of floating and around in your head for, you know? Because that's not average occurrence.
As soon as I saw the call out, the idea came then and there.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. It wasn't there waiting to be given birth to. It just was instantaneously. Yeah.
Yeah, and completely life-changing.
In a huge way. And to be quite honest, I thought there'd be a lot of backlash, but I've had just a really positive experience, and I'm really overwhelmed by people's, reaction to my career. It's very positive. A lot of people relate to the situation that I came from and where I ended up. So, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, and Isabel, you kind of came to the picture like wanting to tell Morgana's story for a wider audience. Like, what made you want to put this to more film, I guess, a different context of film?
So I was initially approached by Josie and Morgana to direct Morgana's 50th birthday experience, which was to be tied in a giant bondage installation in the form of a phoenix.
Incredible.
And then when I heard that only 2 years before she'd been a housewife in rural Australia, I was just really interested in the character journey. I was like, how does kind of this person go from this kind of very conventional kind of housewife mother role to kind of being this fabulous porn auteur? And it kind of fed into a lot of kind of my interest around gender and sexuality and identity, and particularly someone finding a kind of creative voice and a creative expression. So, which I feel like with Morgana's erotica, it's so beautiful and kind of creative that in a way she's kind of become not just a pornographer but an artist. So I was quite interested in that side of it. So
Yeah, yeah. I think the artistic side of things, it's true. Like, you get to see a lot of it in the documentary, like a lot of clips from porn films that you've directed, Morgana, and ones that you've been part of as well. And they're quite beautiful, very aesthetically pleasing. You almost don't feel like, you don't almost don't know porn can be that way, you know, that it's not just like cheesy outfits and pizza boxes with holes in them, I guess.
Yeah, and I also think there's a power to seeing different types of bodies on screen, being allowed a sexuality. Like in my generation, I'm in my 40s, and in my generation I was kind of raised where, you know, I never saw middle-aged women with a sexuality, really, unless it was like something to be laughed at, you know, in a way. And I never saw a lot of middle-aged women in roles in the media where they had a lot of license and agency, you know, and they were kind of able to kind of follow their own story. So I found like a character like Morgana really fascinating, you know, for that reason. And to see her beautiful body on screen, I thought it was really kind of moving and touching, and it was liberating for me to see that as well.
And it kind of takes me to the point where, you know, like knowing that that's a possibility and being exposed to bodies like that, there's a point in the film where you're speaking to some really young people in Berlin who are saying, you know, I didn't know that I could be that eventually, or, you know, I thought life is going to end at 30. And here's a little bit about what you've said about having people, you know, come to you with those sorts of comments.
You know, I had quite a few males and females under 30 years of age saying, you know, they were always wondering, where is their life going to head? You know, is it all over after 30 or 40? And now they feel inspired that there is no age where things all of a sudden end.
How important do you think it is, like, in terms of young people seeing bodies like that, to, you know, to have diverse bodies in porn as well?
Yeah, I think it just helps you to accept your own body, because you see all different sizes and shapes, you know, and ages, being allowed to have sexual pleasure. And I think that, you know, from very young women, we're kind of trained to, you know, scrutinize our body and kind of have shame around our body, and that can affect our sex lives. Like, I know for me, I've had lots of sexual encounters where I've felt deeply ashamed of my body, and I think that that's because the only image of a sexual body I ever saw in the media was one particular size, one particular look, and I kind of had the sense that if I didn't look like that, I should feel ashamed somehow. So I think the more diversity you see, the more you can accept your own body and enjoy your sexuality.
Absolutely. I'm also with co-director Josie Hess, who actually works in partnership with Morgana, helping make the films together. You do a lot of the shooting behind some of Morgana's works. Josie, how did you fall into the porn world?
It was definitely on purpose. So I was at film school at the time. I had been trying to make a documentary about female pleasure, but I really just wanted to film people having sex. Like, that was the whole premise behind it. And so my school shut that down very quickly. They were like, no, that's not a thing you can do. But that led me to discover one of my lecturers was a feminist pornographer, Anna Brownfield. And so I basically started emailing her like crazy, and I was like, please let me on one of your shoots. So I started production assisting for her. I simultaneously also started working in mainstream porn as another production assistant, which was super eye-opening. And on one of Anna's shoots, I actually met Morgana, and we bonded over stationery and clipboards. It was the best. So we've sort of never parted ways since then. Yeah.
How did that experience working on mainstream porn differ to your work with Morgana and Anna and everyone else?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, the budgets, obviously, that kind of is different. But I think it's a misconception that, say, mainstream porn and, you know, feminist porn, it's not like one's ethical, one's not ethical. It was just, I guess, a little more workmanlike, a little more classic in the way that it was shot, just a little more utilitarian or something like that, which I was not that interested in. And so when I started working with Morgana, whose ideas I was incredibly drawn to, again, because of sort of like the age positivity and body positivity, like, I had no idea that kind of stuff was out there either until I met her. So it was like, I was like, hells yes, this is what I want to work on. And so I jumped ship and started working exclusively on that type of stuff instead.
That's great. We're talking about art house erotica. That's what your work, Morgana, has been described as.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
For me, it means that there's actually a story or a message It's not like you said, you know, a pizza man arriving at the door and next minute we're naked and having sex. I like to have some sort of story or some sort of message behind my films. I love beautiful locations, and Josie shoots it in a beautiful way. Yeah, I think it's more of, I don't consider my work really work that you actually wank on. It's more...
I mean,
you can, but it's not what my intention is. My intention is for you to look at it and say, wow, that looks interesting. It gives you some, you know, some food for thought rather than just, you know, something to masturbate to.
You talk a bit about your message or having a message. Like, what do you think your key message is?
My key message is there should be no expiration date on our, you know, exploring our sexuality. I thought my life was over at, you know, when I asked for a divorce at 45. I thought that was it. Society wants me to, you know, gracefully, you know, step into the background and disappear. And I just felt like my life was just beginning. So I gave myself permission for pleasure.
When we spoke before the show, you spoke about the fact that if it hadn't been like a porn competition, you might have just recorded what you did for yourself.
Yeah.
How important is that for you, that experience of just making the thing for you?
It was very important. I'd lost a lot of confidence in myself as a person and particularly as a sexual woman, and I just wanted some sort of visual aid for me to look at, to remind myself, yes, I am beautiful, I'm perfect just the way I am, and I enjoy being a sexual person.
Do you find seeing yourself, you know, like that sounds like it's a real empowering thing?
It's very empowering and very liberating. It's also a little bit, you know, sometimes it's a bit nerve-wracking watching yourself, but it just reaffirms that, yes, I am a sexual being, and my age and my body has nothing to do with it.
Josie, I want to ask, because you do a lot of that work and help Morgana realise her vision and make those fantasies look mint. Do you have any advice on angles or lighting or tips for anyone who wants to do a little bit of DIY?
I think we should bring up the reality of the vagina light at this point, okay? So obviously if you do any kind of film work, you'll know lighting is like super, like get it lit well, right? So the vagina is sort of like a crevicey zone, and it can be kind of hard to light. So we do use either a reflector or a special light to sort of like fill in that area where possible. But other than that, no, I think obviously like get a window, have a nice open sort of natural light. You're going to see yourself back and just be like, holy shit, is that me? Can I do that? It's such a good thing to do.
What do you shoot on? Like, you know, what's a good idea for equipment?
I mean, I think you can go with a phone at this point. Like, phones are great. If you've got a DSLR, even better. But I think anyone with like a decent phone these days can shoot slow-mo, which looks great. Everything looks better in slow motion. Just 1080p on your phone. Play that shit back, have a look and see how it goes.
Just make sure you're not maybe connected to the cloud or...
Yeah, not safe for work. Don't do it at work. Nice and safe at home.
Have you gone and done it yourself or gone and tried to film yourself doing it?
I guess, for my own pleasure, but not for like work reasons.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a millennial, so yes, of course I have. But no, not to the same extent that I work on with Morgana, but I'm very fulfilled filming Morgana having sex, so I don't need that much for myself.
She's your muse.
Yeah, she's my muse, Morgana Muses.
Literally the muses. I'm really interested in the world of alternative porn as well, or, you know, this kind of ethical idea, you know, we're doing this as a way of empowering ourselves more than anything else and less about consuming. Josie, how do you see alternative porn as a different space, or, you know, the kind of work and stuff that you do as standing apart from the rest of the porn world?
So I think alternative porn merely is like a genre. I don't think it's anything to do with the production. If we're talking about ethical porn, however, mm-hmm. I guess that's just more of the means of production. So it's like, again, making sure everybody on set's comfortable, having a code of ethics that you work to, and that's across alternate and mainstream porn. So those sort of things are sort of like different areas. But yeah, I guess the difference with our work, like Morgana defined before, where we've kind of sort of got, it's not so utilitarian in that, in fact, it's not just maybe for wanking, although you can wank to it. It's sort of got a broader sort of idea behind it
Which I have seen some sort of mainstream porns do that as well. So I think those lines are being blurred as we sort of push forward into this sort of porn century. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
And how do you find the good ethical and art house stuff?
Okay, so I feel like the best place to find it is the Porn Periodic Table, which is like this website that exists. That's like, I don't know what the connection is to the periodic table, but it's the map of the periodic table, but all porn sites that are like feminist, ethical, queer, basically anything you're looking for. It's like a great starting place, like a jumping off place. Yeah. Or just Google it. I mean, ethical porn. Mm. Something will come up.
And where do you stand on paying for porn?
I think in a capitalist society, you probably should be paying for your porn. Like, I get it needs to be accessible, and obviously there's a space for DIY, independent, free, put it out there for other people to consume sort of models. But I think given the world we live in, a paid model seems to work best for performers and producers.
Mm. Morgana, do you think much about what you'd like to see changing in the wider porn industry or world? Do you put a lot of thought into that?
I think since making porn, I'd like to just see diversity. And obviously, close to my heart is I would like to see more age-positive and body-positive films out there, because a lot of times, you know, when it's older women portrayed, it's done in a sort of a caricature way and not as respectful. I think I'd like to see more body-positive, age-positive done in a very respectful manner if possible.
Well, you're championing it and making it happen yourself, Morgana Muses. Thanks so much for joining us on The Hookup, Isabel and Josie as well.
Thank you.
Morgana premieres as part of the Melbourne International Film Festival on Friday, August 16th at the Capitol in Melbourne, and it's sold out. Well, it's on standby.
And there may be a second screening, so keep an eye on the MIFF website.
And if you're in other places around the country, go to morganadocumentary.com or follow Morgana Documentary on Instagram to get some updates for when that wider release does end up happening. But thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic or suggestion you'd like us to investigate, I'm all ears. Email them to thehookup@abc.net.au or get onto us anonymously via triplej.net.au. If you love The Hookup, chuck us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and recommend it to anyone you know who needs a little bit of love advice.